Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Charisma Abreu writes, "The Lord has given me so much grace through this entire journey and still continues to. He's my provider and has never left my side. He provided a perfect match for me and has healed me, even when medical professionals felt that it would be too challenging. As I went through treatment, I received God's grace and also grace from others through the Lord, including Pastor Coach, who we call here Alfredo Canencia, and his wife Fern, as they both visited me while I was in the hospital and continually prayed, along with my family, my husband, Sean and Stacy, and my small group were a huge support and really helped get me through it. I want to share the grace that I have received with others in every opportunity that comes along. Currently," she says, "I'm leading a small group and encouraging others who are being treated for cancer." Charisma Abreu is referring to her battle with acute myeloid leukemia, AML. She's here in studio with us to share about her journey and the way she's seen and been a beneficiary of the marvelous, miraculous, sustaining grace of Almighty God. And that's why we pause just for a moment to remind you, even at the beginning of our show, the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is to encourage you in the midst of whatever challenge or battle you may be facing. Perhaps it's a battle with relation to health or money or family or relationships, maybe school or work, whatever it might be, emotions. Those are tough sometimes, aren't they? Well, we believe God has brought Charisma here to build you up, to strengthen you to the story of God's power. Charisma is married to Frank, also known as Sean. And Frank works at Queens Medical Center. Charisma is a nurse at Kapi'olani Medical Center. They have two children, Austin and Kingston. They are members of Grace Bible Church, Pearlside. Charisma, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Hawaii, here on Oahu. I attended Moanalua High School. That's where I graduated.
Go Menehunes.
Yes.
What was it like for you growing up in Moanalua?
It was great. You know, I had pretty much just a normal childhood. Nothing, out of the ordinary.
Now, how did you grow into this desire to want to become a nurse?
I've always had that desire as a child. I like helping people, and I just felt that nursing, I could really do that.
Well, that nursing, caring way about you must have been connected to something, maybe a certain influence. Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, actually, I remember as a child, we would go to the hospital to visit a family member. And I would always ask to go to the nursery to see where the babies were born. And my mom would take me. She's like, okay. And I said, this is where I want to work. I want to be a nurse. And so probably my mom
did mom say things to you, or was it just her actions? What was it that really stands out as you reflect?
She's a very caring person, and she showed me, you know, caring and how rewarding that can be. Mm-hmm. And also, my husband, Sean, he kind of helped me later when I made the decision to go to nursing school. He definitely encouraged that and said, you know, I really see that you have those characteristics. You should go for nursing.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, as a child, I was baptized Catholic, and I would go to the church with my grandmother and my mom. And, you know, I had a relationship with the Lord. But, of course, growing up and all the things that come along, it kind of pulled me away from that, going to church and my relationship. And I guess I got caught up with just myself and things along the way. So it wasn't until after my diagnosis that I was really brought back to the Lord. And my husband, who had attended Grace Bible before, had brought me after I got out of the hospital.
Yeah, I remember when you were diagnosed with this condition, you know, leukemia, I could, I saw, you know, when I went to visit you in the hospital. I remember that. I still remember that like yesterday. My wife and I, Fern, we went to visit you at Queens Hospital. And when I saw you, I knew you were going through a very difficult time. And I knew at that point you were really seeking after God. I could sense that. And I remember my wife praying with you and asking God to heal you. And I know she shared with you a scripture, you know, that you kind of hung on to. What was that scripture now?
Yes.
I remember she shared with you.
That's right. It was Jeremiah 29:11. Yeah. And it's, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you hope and a future, not to harm you."
Yeah. I remember we praying with you in to be honest, you know, Danny, at that time, I remember seeing you in the hospital. It was really, I felt like, wow, you know, there was this leukemia that was just coming against your life. But I just remember just praying and trusting God, not knowing that the Lord was going to do something awesome in your life. Yeah.
Yes.
But it was from that point, I think she started attending your Grace Bible Church and coming with your husband at that time. Yeah.
Yes.
So Frank was walking with the Lord.
Yeah.
Before that.
Yeah, he was coming to Grace. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't come for a while. Then I guess in the whole process of what Charisma was going through led him back, yeah, to the Lord. Yeah. Yeah.
How did you meet Frank?
Oh, we met through a mutual friend. I met him on my 21st birthday. And, it was just at a mutual friend's house. And
how did Frank and you end up coming? How did you connect with Grace Bible?
He had known Pastor Coach.
Yeah.
In the...
Yeah, he used to be my Grace group, and we prayed with him. And Frank, you know, at that time, he went through some storms in his life and so we lost touch for a while. But I always would, you know, keep in touch with him and text him and call him. So when this whole storm appeared in their lives, he knew where he would run to. And so he started coming back. In fact, he called me. We got together for some coffee. And, you know, I met Charisma at that mm-hmm. time. And just began to see how, you know, there was a desperate cry in his heart, you know, because Charisma just got out of graduated with her nursing degree, starting her career, and all of a sudden get hit with this leukemia. I mean, you know, you're just in the prime of your life and you're coming out. So the Lord, at that point, you know, at age 33, you know, revealed, yes, I would say the Lord revealed himself more to you, not just as knowing about God, but knowing him in a personal way.
Yeah. Yes.
The storms of life, sometimes we can't see them.
Yeah.
And but they're looming.
Yes.
And it's good to know that there is a shelter from a storm when the storm hits.
Right.
And so many times the setup or the preparation of gaining access to that shelter is during some, perhaps we could say, off times when things are going well, or maybe when you know, we might feel slightly a slight need,
yeah,
but not, the storm hasn't really hit yet,
yeah,
so we connect. And like you've done, Pastor Coaches, you stayed connected with Frank, and
yeah,
Frank knew where to go. Perhaps today, as you share in this time with us, maybe you can see the skies change in terms of color,
yeah,
and you realize a storm is perhaps looming in your life.
Right.
Is there a connection that you've had in the past with a family member or friend who has reached out to you? Well, this is a reminder to connect back with them. It's a Lord's gentle reminder to do that. It could save your life.
Yes.
It could save your family. It could be the beginning, and God uses it as part of a miracle that will take place for you and through you. When we'll come back with more from Charisma Abreu. Stay with
us.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an e-book, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
It's that dreaded moment. The thing is, you just can't plan for it. You can't prepare for it. In fact, sometimes it happens when things are going extremely well. I mean, imagine graduating with your degree. You have had a childhood dream of being a nurse. you go to nursing school with the encouragement of your husband, and you graduate and you're fully certified and ready and raring to go, and then you get the news. You have an acute form of cancer. And all of a sudden, your life comes to a standstill. It comes to a halt. Maybe a screeching halt, or maybe a crash, really, because of what's taking place. And your life will not be the same as a result of that. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm speaking of our guest today, Carissima Abreu. I'm here with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, and she's here to share what has happened in her story. You can find out more about this show at thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the show in its entirety. Perhaps you're tuning in right now. I would encourage you to get the whole thing, thegoodlifehawaii.com, that and other resources for you.
You know, Carissima, when you, you know, first found out that you were diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia, I mean, what was going through your mind at that time?
It was really just a shock. So I was kind of numb. I was, you kind of feel like, is this real? Or, you know, what's going on? Could this really be happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you probably, you know, as you were in nursing, you have an understanding of leukemia and how, you know, it affects people's lives. And it's like a death sentence,
right,
in a sense. Now, as you went through that, I understand you went through some chemotherapy early on, and actually it was kind of like getting better.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
then,
right.
Yeah. And then, but what happened after that?
So I did do the chemotherapy, and after I spent about 3 months in the hospital, they were not able to detect any cancer cells from that point. So that was great news. And then about a year and a half after that, they did start to detect some cancer cells.
Yeah. So so a year and a half after, they detected some cancer cell. But in the process, you were returning to the Lord, going to church, and you got to connect with some other nurses. I understand Stacy Iwohi and different ones. How did they help you from that point, from a year and a half later, when you find out that the cancer is returning?
Yes. So once I got out of the hospital and we started attending Grace Bible Church, I made a connection with Stacy at one of the services, and she invited me to group, and I started going on a regular basis, and I just really began to walk with the Lord again and just really get my faith back. So when I got the news the second time, it was definitely bad news. So, but I felt stronger, and I felt like the Lord has a plan.
Yeah, it's like you would say that maybe when that second time around, when you heard the news, the bad news, you actually had a support group around you, and so you know it wasn't just you fighting
That's
this battle
right.
by yourself.
Right.
You had family, you had your husband, but you had this small group of nurses.
That's right.
That was really praying for her.
That's right.
Yeah.
Describe the feeling. Describe the support. What are things that really stand out for you of what made a difference with these people around you?
I feel like they really just followed my appointments, and they would remember any test I had to do, and they would just follow up with me and ask me and pray for me before any of the appointments. I would get text messages from Stacy saying that she's praying for me and following up, how was your results? And that kind of support, even when I wasn't able to make it to group, I would get a text message that they're praying for me. And I felt like I wasn't alone. Mm-hmm.
Well, the feeling of loneliness often creeps up rather quickly when someone is diagnosed with an illness of various kinds.
Right.
But, of course, these are the real glaring red flag types of illnesses.
That's right.
Conditions. So your loneliness, which could have been another acute loneliness,
yes.
was diminished or kind of softened because of your friends, what kind of things would they say to you?
They would, just the fact that they would remember and pray for me. And, you know, Stacy would always be there whenever I got news, whether it's good or bad. And she would just encourage me and remind me of the Lord and his love and that he has a plan and his plan is always perfect.
Coach, I think this is extremely significant. Yes. Because when we talk about loving people, reaching people, right, caring for people, it's the word, it's so easy to say what we ought to do, but it's a whole lot different to do it.
That's right.
But when you have friends like yours, like Stacy and your dear husband Frank, or Sean as you call him, and others who are extremely interested, they're connected, they're interfacing with your life, they're in your life,
right,
and so now they're gonna walk with you through the good news and the bad news. They're gonna pray with you through the ups and the downs. But that's really where friendship, true friendship, true brotherhood or brothership or sistership, as it were, in relationship, really takes place.
Yes,
I think we should grab hold of that.
Yes.
And perhaps we could even reach out to people, Coach, who are not in our group.
Right.
But that would be a way, whatever associational networks we have.
Right.
There are people who don't even go to church, but they have a need.
Yeah.
And we can follow up with them that way and connect
right.
with them
yeah.
that way.
You know, I think one of the things when I look at your life, Charisma, is that you didn't isolate yourself. You opened yourself up for help, and then these people were here in your life, just really praying with you and supporting you. A lot of times, when they're going through a storm, they want to sometimes isolate themselves away from others. And I think God meant for us to be in communities, that we would never go through a storm or suffer in a way where we would just be by ourselves. And so you felt that, and you felt that love. And in fact, I remember Stacy texting me all the updates when you were going through. It was a constant follow-up, hands-on, loving an individual. It was powerful.
Yeah, that's so true. In the beginning, when I first got the news, I kind of had that. You know, I felt far away from the Lord. I had a loneliness, like for maybe 6 to 7 months before I got the diagnosis. And now I realize it was a spiritual emptiness. At the time, I didn't know what it was. But when I got the news, I did want to keep it quiet, you know. Mm-hmm. And my husband encouraged me. He said, no, we have to tell people. We have to get prayer. And so, yeah, I can relate to what you were saying about that. Mm-hmm. And I feel that being in that experience, definitely sharing and getting prayer, and that's what God wants us to do, is much more fulfilling than keeping it to yourself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, you're here, some marvelous, maybe that's too soft a word, maybe miraculous would be more appropriate.
Yep.
But your relationship with the Lord, how did that change? You and Christ, how did that change?
Yes, through this journey, I was able to see miracles, just like amazing works of God that, number one, I wouldn't have seen if I didn't get diagnosed. And I'm, number two, very thankful for it, because it's amazing. It's priceless, you know, honestly. And so my relationship with the Lord and my faith has grown tremendously because of it. You know, I, you know, can testify what I've seen. He is amazing. And he's my provider. I don't need, you know, he'll never leave me. He is probably the only one that will never let me down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah.
You're listening to Charisma Abreu. I like the name. Charisma. Other people might say charisma.
Yeah.
And it speaks of a gift.
That's right.
Gift that God gives. You have a grace of magnetism that God is using to bring people to Jesus as you bear witness of what God has done in your life, as you are today. Charisma had been diagnosed with acute myeloid leukemia back in 2010. Well, as of November 5th, 2013, she received the news that she is now in 100% remission.
Right.
That's a stand, applause, hand clap, jump for joy, really moment because of what the Lord has done. But there were other things that went on in between.
Yes.
And we need, Coach, we need to fill in those gaps.
Yes.
In between, and have Charisma help us with that, involving biopsies, involving stem cell transplants, that and others, where her closest friends, and you know, the closest of friends show up
right. In
the most devastating of times, where her closest of friends stood with her, prayed with her, prayed for her, visited, talked, shared, and saw her at her best, perhaps even at her worst, which is what true friends really do. When we come back from our break, more from Charisma Abreu, the journey of a miracle, the journey of hope. And if you are looking for hope, perhaps asking God for a miracle, could it be, my friend, that he sends Charisma here today, along with Pastor Coach and myself, to just gently hold you hand in hand and say, my loved one, my friend, there's always hope for you too. Right now, right now, right here. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. plus a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You ever go shopping and you know what you're looking for? You know what it is that you want? But then you find something that's on sale and, wow, the price is almost too good to let go of. And you see it, it's similar, it's actually very similar. In your mind, you can rationalize, well, that will do. That will, actually, I'm getting a great deal if I buy it. I'm saving money and I'm getting value. But deep down inside your heart, you know that is not the very thing that you went to the store to get. But you buy the item that's on sale and you enjoy it for a while, but in the back of your mind, there's a picture, an image, a visual of what it was that you really wanted. And, you know, sometimes you end up going back and buying it later and you end up spending maybe twice as much more and you had less the utility because you didn't have the one that you wanted at the beginning. Well, our guest today we're not talking material things here, but on a much more escalated level, has had to make some decisions regarding health and life. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My co-host Alfredo Canencia is here with me, along with our guest, Carissima Abreu, sharing about her journey with acute myeloid leukemia.
You know, Carissima, in December 2010, the doctors actually recommended a stem cell transplant for you.
Yes.
But at that time, you didn't really feel the peace in your heart to actually go with the process. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's right. The doctors felt that I should go straight into getting a stem cell transplant, which is a very risky procedure, and along with the complications, could be fatal. So this was something that I had to pray about and my husband prayed about, and we needed to get the answer from God, you know, whether we should go for it or not at the time. And the answer we got was not to go with it.
Wow. So when you actually told your doctor that, doc, I don't want to go through with this process, what was his response to that?
He was not happy with that decision because it was what he was recommending, and he maybe wasn't quite sure why I wasn't following his medical advice.
Oh. You talked about knowing that God wanted you to wait. How do you know? It seems so subjective. How would you describe that?
It's the peace that you get when you pray and you have a decision to make. If I would still be anxious about saying, yes, let's do the transplant, and that's how I was feeling. And I know the Lord is not of that anxiousness. On the other hand, when I made the decision to wait, I felt the peace from the Lord.
Yeah, now you felt the peace. What was going through your husband's mind at that time?
He was actually on the same page with me. He had the same peace, and and we both were on the same page.
Wow, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord answers prayer. Sometimes we don't like how He answers. And sometimes we're praying, but we're not even really paying attention because we still want what we want. But here you are, you and Frank, you're praying. Yeah. And it's not easy to go against a medical professional
yes.
counselor, and then you're being a nurse.
Yeah.
So what I sense is that you wanted what God wanted.
That's right.
And your faith was galvanized to a certain point where you are now, your prayer life, your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit has been heightened through that experience.
Yes.
What happened next after you told the doctor you wanted to wait?
So, like I said, he wasn't happy, and I think he classified me as being difficult. And but you know, we went along.
Sounds like my grades, what teachers would write.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was a kid.
So, you know, we waited, and the following year, which was 2011, around the ending of July or so, we started getting the feeling that we should start the search again, the donor search. There's a registry that matches people. And at the time, also, that my doctor wanted me to just do the stem cell transplant, there was no perfect match available.
Mm.
So in July of 2011, I requested that they restart the search and see, you know, what the matches were like for me.
Now, the difficulty of that is because of your ethnic background. You have different, you know.
Yes. I'm mixed. I'm Hawaiian, Chinese, Caucasian, Filipino, all mixed up.
So to get a perfect match is really highly unlikely?
Yeah, they told me it was challenging because of my ethnicity.
So when you guys go through the search again, you know, they discover actually a perfect match.
That's right. They restarted the search, and I was notified in January 2012 that a new donor had joined the registry, and she was my perfect match.
Wow.
Yes.
When you step out in faith, you're doing just that. But your belief is not just believing and believing. Your belief is in the Lord,
that's
God,
right,
who
man.
Loved you, who died on the cross, sent his son to die on the cross in our place.
Right.
The living Christ who lives today, who was resurrected on the third day. So it's not just some esoteric thing. I've got faith in faith.
Right.
You got faith in a personal God, the creator of the universe, who knows Carissima Abreu, her family, and her distinct condition.
Yes.
So much so that God needs to perform something literally out of this world, as some would say.
That's
right, yeah. In a way and in a timing. This is what really stands out to me, Carissima, is that you're, by stepping out and trusting God for something requiring a great move of God, you opened yourself up to miraculous workings.
Yes.
Of God. And sometimes, and let me just, sometimes I feel, I'll implicate myself by saying it, I haven't seen some things as I look back now because I didn't trust God for it.
Right.
I prayed. Maybe I tried to answer my own prayers in some minuscule way, which was far inferior to what God wanted to do.
Yes.
In your case, it went to a whole nother level.
Yes.
It became magnanimous.
Yeah, and like I said, it's so amazing to see it and know that when something like this happens, it's just it's God's works. It's nothing that, you know, us here can do. So that, it's just, I just live to see these miracles. It's just amazing. And, you know, whether it's big or just on a daily basis, praying for parking and getting it is amazing, you know, just everything.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I picked up from you, Carissima, and Frank, is that you had that heart that wanted to really seek after God's will. It wasn't so much praying what you wanted, but what God wanted for her. And in a sense, when he told you to put on your heart to go ahead with the transplant, then you begin to obey him. And I think that's where it is. Sometimes, like you were saying earlier, Danny, people are praying, but they're praying their prayers and what they want. It's a surrendered prayer and trusting Jesus to guide you in the whole process.
That's right. When we pray, sometimes our prayers are not answered immediately, like we'd all like, but it's in God's time. And sometimes God comes through at the last minute, but he's never late.
Yes.
And it takes us being patient, which was difficult for me to do. Mm. You know, I had to learn this, and I learned it through this journey, but I had to wait to get that peace. It doesn't just come upon you that instant that you pray.
How long did it take?
In different situations, it seemed that it was always right before I needed to make the final decision. I would get that peace.
Describe the peace.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard for us, well, for me, to not be anxious through this journey, you know. So when I would get news that, you know, you need to make this decision, I knew I couldn't always just follow what the doctors wanted. And so praying whether or not that was the right thing to do, and just waiting to receive the peace. Once I first did it and I knew the peace, what that felt like, that was how I moved forward.
That peace you talk about, did it feel like, you know, you kind of surrender your life totally to God, and you have the sense of knowing that God is in control of your situation?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This knowing that God is in control, we're trying to describe the peace that is beyond all comprehension.
Yes.
And that's why we're fumbling around trying to figure out how to say it. But that's this deep sense of knowing. Oh, God's got this.
Yes, he does.
God is in control. God's got my life.
Yes.
God's got my family. God's got every concern I have.
Yes.
And the most important thing I could ever do is trust him. My friend, perhaps that's where we need to be. You need to be. We need to be today. Trust him. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
When God gives us a partner in life, someone to stand with us, we ought to hold on to them very, very gently and gracefully and full of gratitude because they are truly gifts. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Our guest today, Carissima Abreu. I'm here with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia. Carissima has been sharing her story of how the Lord has carried her through a battle with acute myeloid leukemia, AML, and she's here healthy, restored by the grace of God. She's received a stem cell transplant. To find out about this program, which will encourage, I would imagine, most anybody who's going through a difficulty with regard to health, but certainly on a much more broader scale, anyone who's got their back against the wall, as I typically say, in a tough moment of life, wondering if there's even hope. She's here to testify. Indeed, there is always hope in Jesus Christ. To find out about this show and get it in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, that and other resources just for you. And stay in touch with us and let us know how the programs have been a blessing to you. In contact me, Danny at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Do we have Frank on the air?
Hello, Frank.
Yes, hello.
Oh, my brother. What a blessing to hear your voice. I'm here with Pastor Coach and your precious wife, Carissima. Frank, you know, you went through so much with her in the process. What word would you give to someone who's maybe a husband, whose wife is in a similar situation, diagnosed with something like this, or maybe a spouse? What is it that you would say to someone in a difficult moment like this?
Well, the first thing I would say to them, if they were in my situation, is if they know about the Lord. And I would encourage them to get into the Word, to surround themselves with men of God, you know, to get you through this process.
How did your relationship with other men of God help you through the process?
You know, when you're put in a situation where the outcome is out of your hands, you know, it's only through my grace group that I could get the prayers that I needed to be strong for my wife and for the situation that I was going through.
Yeah, I remember, you know, Frank, there were some really precious moments when you would come to group and we would pray for Carissima. I really could see how your faith was growing in your trust in the Lord, and it's amazing. But I know there's a lot of people out there today, maybe a family member or a spouse that's struggling or going through a difficulty. You know, you begin to just grab onto the Lord, and you encourage your wife to do the same. What would you say to someone right at that moment? You know, because you became desperate for God, and you weren't afraid to open up to others. Yeah.
Yes. You know, in a situation that I went through at that time, you know, you have really so much doubt going on in your thoughts, and you know, you need to really focus on the Lord. And you need to trust Him. And I remember going to Grace Group, and I have all these friends that are there with me, you know, and I'm sharing them my story and what I'm going through, and you know, they just picked me up. You know, every time I was down, I remember, you know, times where my wife was in the emergency, in the intensive care, and these guys would just pray for her, and I would see God work, you know, in her getting better, and just the simple, you know, things that she was doing to get better, you know, I just felt that God and the prayers that I was getting from my group was pulling us through.
Right. You know what I think I hear from you, Frank, is that, you know, the support for Charisma with her group was awesome, you know, and people praying for her. But you needed support too. And you found that with a group of men that would pray with you to so you could be strong to support your wife. Is that what was kind of going on in your heart?
Yes. Yeah. That is exactly what's going on because, you know, you have dreams of family and of just normal things, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get caught up in this storm of life, like, you know, like now my wife has leukemia, you know, and you're down, you know, you're constantly, you know, emotionally just a wreck, you know, you're not happy, you know, you got some times where things are just falling apart in your life. And I needed my group of friends, my grace group to encourage me, to pick me up, to lift me up, to show me what the Lord was all about, you know, to teach me, you know, and bring me out of doubt to glory. You know what I mean? And the prayers that they were giving me, you know, lift me up where I could lift up my wife, and together we could just make it through the storm that was, you know, on us.
Frank, lead us in a prayer. Lead in a prayer for someone who's going through a struggle right now. Similar situation, or maybe not even health issue, could be some other area, but there are some feelings of helplessness, hopelessness. Like you said, things are out of your control. Things are out of their control. Brother, lead in a prayer for them. Could you do that?
Yeah, sure. Dear Lord, you know, my gracious Father in heaven, I just ask, Father God, that, you know, you come into the lives of those that are struggling with, you know, everyday problems in their life, with health, financial, with whatever problems they have, Father God. I pray, Father God, that they come to you.
Yes.
Father God, that you can find them, find the people in their life, Father God, touch them so that they can come to you, Father God, and they can be with you every mm-hmm. day, Father God. Every day, Father God, they can thank you. They can love you, Father God. And they can prepare themselves for whatever comes their way, Father God. Because through you, Father God, all things are possible.
Yes.
Amen.
Frank, Amen. Frank, stay on the line there. Charisma, what are you doing now? What is the Lord leading you, even you and Frank, to do now to help others?
Yes, through this, I'm now leading a small grace group, and I would, you know, just want to help anyone who's going through any type of struggles, anyone who might be going through health issues or, you know, a cancer diagnosis. I'd like to reach them and help them and give them hope.
Yeah, you know, it's really powerful. You know, a lot of times people would receive a blessing or healing, and they would just celebrate that. But you realizing that you can be a hope in someone's life as they go through journey through cancer. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I want to, you know, the Lord wants us to be gifts to others. And, you know, that's what I try to do.
When the Lord gives you a second chance
yes.
to live, when the Lord extends your life, what do you do with it? Well, in the case of Carissima Abreu, she is wanting to spend her life, as it were, for others, yes, to bring them the hope of Jesus. Well, Frank gave his own parting shot. He, yes, prayed and ministered. Carissima, what would you say to someone right now? Talk to a woman who's getting news right now of a life-changing, devastating news. What would you say to them?
I would say run to the Lord and don't look back, because the Lord can really orchestrate things in your life that you couldn't even fathom. And that's probably the best advice I could give. And also with that is to get support. Get involved in a church. Get involved in a small group. And get support, because God puts people in our lives to help us through these difficult times. And you just have to reach out and see that there are people there that want to help.
God indeed does bring people in our lives in critical moments.
Yes.
To direct us, to guide us, to comfort us as to where we can find hope and help, practical help that he provides. Carissima, thank you. Thank you for taking your schedule to be with us. Frank, I appreciate you connecting with us also by phone. It's a blessing to have you with us today too, brother.
Yes.
No, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys, for inviting us here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you have been used by God to touch many, many people.
Yeah.
And the marvel of it is they're being touched on a very personal basis, one-on-one, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Dear listeners, we hope that you've been, our friends, you've been encouraged by the insights given by Carissima Abreu and her husband Frank. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now, to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you. Carissima and Frank have been sharing. Hey, open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a presentation for you there. To stand with us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 10:11 says, "The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Carissima and Frank Abreu. Until next time, along with my co-host, Alfredo Canencia, our technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll